And now, Thriller Thursdays on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Enormous. It's beautiful. This is it. The Fountain of Youth. Bosun, we did it! It's really here.
Oysa, it is.
It's wonderful. It seems almost sacred.
Oysa, it does.
Well, what are we waiting for? Oh my! This is the best water I've ever tasted! Come, Bosun!
Sir, there's an inscription here on the fountain.
What do you suppose?
Never mind that. Come try this.
Aye, sir.
Is it working? Do I look younger, more dapper? I was a strapping young lad back in the day.
Not exactly, sir. I don't see any difference.
Oh, Bosun, your wound. Perhaps the water can heal it.
Oh, I'd nearly forgotten about that.
Here, let me have a look. How does that feel?
Wet.
I don't understand. Why is nothing happening?
Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
What's that, Bosun?
The inscription, sir. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. This isn't the Fountain of Youth.
It isn't? Didn't you just say everlasting life?
Aye, sir. But that's not what it means. It's another clue, too.
Clue to what? Bosun?
To this.
A book?
The good book.
What does that have to do with the treasure?
This is the treasure.
What do you mean, lad?
The inscription on the fountain is found in here, in John, chapter 4.
Wait a minute. I've seen this before.
You read it, sir?
No. It appeared to me after the leap of faith, when I was nearly lost to Davy Jones' locker.
You saw a book?
I saw this book.
The good book?
This book.
This book?
Aye.
While you were drowning.
It's what I said, isn't it? And then you saved me life.
But how? You were nearly dead. And we hadn't discovered the treasure yet.
I don't understand it myself. What does this all mean, Bosun? There has to be some purpose to it all. What's the good book got in it that's so special? Isn't it just a bunch of stories? Like David and Goliath.
That's David and... Oh, wait. That's actually right. There's a much deeper message in here. Like the inscription from the fountain.
What is it? Please, tell me.
You don't know what you're asking.
So help me understand. How can you drink water and never thirst again?
It's not actual water, sir. Jesus was using a picture of sorts. You like pictures. Well, that picture represents something we are missing in our life.
Jesus?
Surely you've heard of Jesus.
Well, of course I've heard of him. Or at least I've heard the name. But what did he mean by that?
The everlasting life he was referring to isn't something you can obtain here on Earth.
What was he referring to, then?
It's eternal life with him in heaven.
Ah, so there is eternal life. How do I get that?
You must acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, and believe that he died for our sins, and rose again.
Poppycock!
Which part?
How can a man rise from the dead?
He is the Son of God, sir. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
How do you know all this?
It's in here. Right there. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only... Fascinating. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Have everlasting life.
Must he wait out of here?
He that believeth on him is not condemned. Condemned? Bosun, what does that mean?
I trust you know what sin is, sir.
I have a vague idea.
Of course you do. We're pirates. We lavish in it, don't we? Well, God doesn't like that. It separates us from him. For the wages of sin is death. And with us being pirates, that's a fairly swift voyage to Hades.
If there's any possible way to avoid that...
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Through Jesus Christ.
Aye.
Why him?
He was innocent, without sin. The perfect sacrifice. I think I see a light.
Wait a moment. How can you believe all this?
That would be our leap of faith, sir.
Indeed. And a safer one, too.
Depends on who you ask, Captain. This tunnel looks like it leads outside. Should we head back to the ship?
Aye, but not without this. Hold fast, Bosun. What's troubling you, lad?
You asked if there was a purpose behind all this. Well, there is. Finding the map, coming here, discovering this... I think someone was, or is, trying to tell me something. And you, with your vision.
And what would that be?
It's complicated.
Why?
It began when I ran away and joined your crew.
You're not making any sense.
My father was a missionary in France.
I'm not very bright, but even I know pirates and missionaries don't usually get along. Is he anything like you?
What do you mean?
Your father. I'd like to meet him.
He's dead.
Oh, dear. Bosun, I'm...
He died over this.
What? You mean this book?
For his faith in it. And what good did that do?
I'm sorry, lad. What of your mother?
She died of the flu. I ran away as soon as I could.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Why did it matter? I wasn't going back.
Slow down, Bosun.
I lost everything because of this book. That's what God does. He gives and he takes away. Well, he certainly got my attention. Ugh.
I'm done running. I'm here, Lord.
I've got you, son. It's all right.
I see it now. God, forgive me. I believe. And I need you.
I think that's a mighty good start.
You're in good spirits today, sir.
Indeed. I have every reason to be.
Ready to make way!
Ready to make way!
Ready to make way, sir. What's our heading, Captain?
Wherever the good Lord directs the wind.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.